The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, everyone. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we're also live on Facebook and we'll be on YouTube later. And I'm really, really, really happy today to have my the dynamic duo on the show today. We are taking callers if you would like to call in, 1-800-930-2819. And on today's show, we're going to be talking about, like, I have a way of saying it, and they say it nicer. I have a new program, just so you know, on Thursdays, where you can, it's called Get Your Shift Together. And for $39.99, you can come on for half an hour, and depending, there's at the most 7 other people on. And I'll energetically shift whatever problem you have in that moment so you can move forward. And they're saying it a little bit nicer, more like, how do you say it, Lucy Ann Shard?
Hey, Colette. Well, we're talking about what am I actually here to do in this life and how do I really get what I actually want? So sort of the same way.
And Morgan, I'd like to introduce you. They've been on the show several times here. There's Morgan.
Hi.
It's so good to connect with you and the Replenishing Life Project. I have been so busy myself. I just wanted to say that for myself, I've had a really kind of challenging week because my daughter had a freak accident at work. And she had to have surgery on her wrist. She cut it. And luckily, she was wearing a big watch and it stopped her from, puncturing the major artery here, but she had to have surgery here, and she just had that last night. So I've been kind of like focused on her for the last 3 days, gone into mummy, had to correct myself not to worry, and then got in a fight with her, getting nice and neutral, and then we were texting each other, I love you too. And so she's safely out of surgery now and everything's good and she doesn't have pain and you know, so she says thank you to all of you that, you know, knew about it and are working. And for me, it's kind of like I didn't find out she was like home and safe until around midnight. So I said, I'm just going to turn the show over to these two beautiful replenishing people. And because I'm really curious as to what you've been up to since we last got together, and you know, tell us what you're up to. Tell us your feelings on the new moon that just came up. I know you're very knowledgeable about that, and let's go for it. Call in 1-800-930-2819 if you just want to say hello. You're lonely. You want to get your energy shifted, and/or you want to ask these two beautiful ladies a question.
Oh, thank you so much, Colette. That's such a beautiful introduction. And just lots of love and light to your daughter and for her to mend quickly. Mm-hmm. So what have we been up to? I mean, we have been creating and expanding behind the scenes, and we have our YouTube channel that's going, which is really exciting. We're also launching a podcast soon, and we're running community classes. So our community is really building and growing in a wonderful, magical, organic way. But we'll get more into that. Just talking about the astrology of the time, I mean, 2020, you know.
Yeah, it was 2020 vision.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't even know where to begin. We've just come out of Mercury retrograde, thank goodness, yet another Mercury retrograde, plus all of these incredible eclipses that we've had. And as you were saying, on Monday, we had the new moon in Cancer. So, you know, the sign really of home, family, and nurturing. So, you know, time to really repair that area of your life. So, you know, with
that card in my deck, which continue on, I'll show you.
Oh, awesome.
Answer card.
So, you know, the thing with 2020 being such an emotionally charged year so far as it has been, you know, the best thing to do with this new moon energy that we're still in, actually, because it's only Wednesday, is to really use the time to meditate on what you've been through and to remember and remind yourself that it's important to process emotions, particularly with Cancerian energy, you know, rather than letting them stew. So that's just a little sample of what we're in right now.
And it feels like Cancer. I'm so like this is a typical, no offense, Cancer energy. Adolescent girl, she's going to show up the last card. Because the drama is building.
Yeah.
That, to me, that energy is very, like you think about girls arguing in grade four. It's kind of like that middle adolescent energy where Pisces energy is watery, but it's mature.
Yeah, I hear you. And yeah, Pisces being the end of the zodiac. Yeah.
You know, but Cancer also is a cardinal sign. So we have, you know, a lot of leadership qualities within that. So what I talk about is the divine feminine leadership that's actually being birthed right now. And this, you know, a chance for that immaturity to step into maturity now would be, you know, that's a great time. And yes, a great time to still to set your intentions. You know, it doesn't have to be exactly on the new moon that you do it. You know, there's a good window this week to look at that. And
this is the Cancer card. You can see that.
Wow.
I'm just going to move this over this way a bit. There. Can you see that?
Beautiful.
So, I mean, like, yeah, when I think of Cancer energy, it's so powerful because this is around the age when young girls become women. And it was really interesting. I actually had a bit of I was working with a client and it came up, why do women refer to other women that are powerful women that they're doing powerful things with as girls? Or like, why can you be standing in the bank and, you know, you're standing in line and the full grown man in front of you says, oh, I'm waiting to see that girl go ahead. but you don't see someone saying, oh, I'm going to go see that boy. It's going to be more like, people just don't generally say that. And so we were talking about that, how, yeah, this chance for becoming very mature, there's a beautiful maturity about the way adolescents deal with stuff.
Yeah. And the other thing that, you know, just in alignment with that, with the Cancer energy is, you know, the way that I like to see it is it's such a great opportunity to re-parent yourself. You know, that's part of that maturity, is tuning into your own instinct as to how you would care for yourself, how you want to care for that inner child. So this is all really good stuff, good time to do this.
I would like to ask you something about this, because this is what happens when the three of us get together. I always find like I get these, oh my goodness, I got to remember to talk about this. Is, do you feel, because some of the most powerful, strongest moments in my life personally have been what I've learned from my daughters. And that is the most powerful of all. And I've met some really amazing, cool, intelligent people, you know, and I've been very fortunate that way. But my daughters have taught me so much. And I find that when daughters bring their moms to my seminars, that there would always be this huge, powerful shift. And so if we can recognize that perhaps our children come in for us, or we come in for our parents,
yes,
to make everybody more powerful, then it sort of changes the dynamic a little bit.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
We have a short break to take here. So when we come back, we're going to talk some more about this. Like, do call in. It's good to be with people who are in the replenishing mood. And so we have your back here. We'll be back, 1-800-930-2819. Let's get our shift together and make things happen that are beautiful. We'll be right back.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio. Shift from confusion to clarity, self-doubt to confidence, and from anxiety to peace and balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Are you ready to transform your life and embrace magical experiences? Talking to Tanis with your host, Tanis McRae, is here to help you find your joy in life. Tune in live every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let's awaken your experience and create the change necessary to take back your right to choose who you are. For more about Tanis, visit TalkingToTanis.com.
Hi, I'm Brittany Miles, and I'm hosting a Zoom class on Wednesday, July 29th, 5 p.m. Pacific, with East West Bookshop here in Seattle. The title of my class is The Life You Save May Be Your Own. You're going to learn about how I lost it all in 2016 and the three-step process which got me back my life.
Tickets available at eastwestbookshop.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Hi, everyone. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we're live on Facebook. We have the dynamic duo here, Lucianne Chard and Morgan B. And we're talking, they've started the Replenishing Life Project, and it's really taking off to new heights, and it's all exciting. And so what we're talking about now is how to move forward. But before we want to do that, can you just share your contact information? Because I don't want to forget, how can people get in touch with you? How can they become part of your project? And, you know, what's it, just a little bit more about what it's about so that they can do that.
Okay. Yeah. So we do have a private Facebook community if you'd like to join. So it is Replenishing Life Project. That is the group name. So you can sign up there. If you want, we are offering a lovely recorded cord clearing meditation. And you can get that by signing up for the email list. And that'll actually give you access as well to the Facebook community. So if you go to bit.ly, so bit.ly/ replenishing life, then that'll take you to the page where you can sign up for that.
Awesome. Awesome. And so tell us, how do we move forward now? How do we get what we want? I love it. Get what you want. How?
Yeah. So, well, that's an interesting question. Like, how do we figure out what we really truly want? Because sometimes it's, you know, it's easy to say, oh, I want that shirt or I want those shoes. But when it comes to what we really, really want in life, like what, you know, or how we see our lives, sometimes it's a little bit more confusing. And so a couple of things that Lucy and I have discovered have been really helpful tools are human design and astrology. And so for those of you that aren't familiar with human design, it's a synthesis of Eastern and Western astrology, the I Ching and Kabbalah. It's all a combination of that. And what it gives you, it's similar to like an astrology chart. It'll give you what's called an authority, and each person has their authority. And so trying to explain this in very very clearly is that, so my authority is emotional. So what that means is, for decision making, I'm designed to wait before I respond to make any decisions. I'm not designed to make that decision in the moment instantaneously. And I know we can do some shifting to speed that up a little bit. But in general, if you want to start with that before you get good at really shifting the energy, that's been really helpful for me, to know that I can take the moment to feel into it before I make that decision.
Take your time to then express yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
And feel everything in the body, in the energy field.
This is so interesting because I told you that I started this face yoga teacher certification course, and I'm revisiting my face reading and the psychosomatic therapy. I've been integrating all that. And it's really interesting because even in your face, you know how you said you are built a certain way? Your emotional is here in your face. Mm. And you can divide a face into these three categories. And if you look at Morgan's face, her beautiful face, she has a typical strong emotional. That's where most of her face is, the emotional area. And so people like that have a tendency to be, and I just found it interesting how you said you were built this way. And that's very much, you were built this way. So it's fascinating, you know, to think about that if you're given permission to be able to express yourself in a way that you feel comfortable doing so. How many people have we maybe not allowed to really express themselves in a way that would benefit the world because we've been so busy insisting that they do it in this way rather than in the way that they are comfortable and the most expressive in. And so I think that's beautiful. And so that's one of the things that you work with, is how many categories is there in those authorities?
Yeah, I lost count, but there are different authorities. So some people are designed to make decisions in the moment, instantaneously. Sometimes it's more of a subtle, intuitive, and then other people actually, it's called outer authority. So it's like finding someone you can talk to and using them as a sounding board, so you can hear your truth within your words, or your not truth. Like that's the terms that they use.
That totally makes sense, because when I was writing my book, I had to say it out loud.
Mm.
And it's something that I found very beneficial when I write. You can write something, but then you go, like, you can write a speech and then you go to say it and it's like, oh.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you.
You just realize you didn't write a speech. You wrote some pointing talk. Yeah, go back to the drawing board and say it out loud. You know, so yeah. That's really interesting that, like, if you have that ability to express yourself, then what about all the people out there? Because there's so many different ways of learning, right? And so if you use the way that is strongest for you, you're still more likely to even not just be able to connect 100% more with people that also are emotionally based that way. But you would also be able to connect with a lot more other people because you understand them better because you've understood that you had to overcome this for yourself. And do you, why do they say authority? Is that because it's like your leading way of being?
That's exactly it, Colette. Yes. And, you know, the thing that we both, Morgan and I, love about human design as a tool really is it gives you permission to move through life and interface with life and with other people in a way that with the least resistance, put it that way. So it really helps you to tune into how you're designed rather than living to the way that you've been conditioned to behave and to be. You know, so like for me, for example, my authority is the same as Morgan. I'm also emotionally defined. That is my emotional authority. When I learned that, that was a light bulb moment for me because it gave me permission to slow down and to wait for emotional clarity before making big decisions. Otherwise, I'm just reacting versus responding to life. And meaning I'm chasing, and that reactionary space is always a space of lack.
Oh gosh, it's never like the, you know, it's never the happy ending it could be.
Exactly. So,
because what people don't understand is they'll say, I feel sad. Mm-hmm. But actually you don't feel sad. You feel a set of reactions that are chemical that are going on in your body. And the accumulations of every time you felt that and you labeled it sad.
Right.
And when you have that reaction, you can't respond. And so because I find that it's most challenging for when people have mixed emotions.
Right.
So like if on one set, like they love, it's kind of like when someone gets kidnapped and they start resonating with their kidnapper, you know, so you know, it's survival, like you said, because that always comes from lack. Mm-hmm. So how do people overcome this? Like, how does it help to know what your authority is besides that? How else can you use this information?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, in terms of you can apply this information to anything really in life, to do with business, to do with your relationships. You know, I can talk about from my personal experience, knowing this information, this insight into how I'm designed it's really helped me to have sustainable energy for the opportunities that are right for me. You know,
not because if you're reacting, usually it seems good in the moment and it might be exciting.
Yeah.
But one of my colleagues is the father to four daughters. And he said, I get nervous when women get excited.
I'm sure we can all relate to that. I have personal experience of, you know, an opportunity coming my way and I get really excited about it straight away. And I go, oh, yes, 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 I'm doing it. It's a yes for me. And then I sleep on it and wake up the next day and my body goes, not sure about that. That is an indication that it's not the right thing for you, you know?
In energy work, I would say that means that you're out of alignment. You're weak,
yes.
What's being said. It doesn't mean that you can't go forward with it. It means that if you clear the weaknesses, it's more likely to succeed. But that's where I feel like it's so important to plug into your heart.
Yes.
To access your authentic desires, because most people are pretty good at putting one foot forward in front of the other and making themselves do things and beating themselves into doing it. And this So how can we be more like, because the human design is more about being and less doing is the goal, you know?
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Well, you go ahead, Morgan.
I was going to say, it's really about getting to, for me, it's really about getting to know myself better and to getting to know, like with human design, that there's a process called deconditioning, and they say it takes about 7 years to decondition. There's that 7 year cycle there.
That's the cycle I was talking about.
Yeah. So that's the time where we go through and clear all these layers of the way we were operating and how we've sort of, you know, habits we've developed and all sorts of things. And it's just getting to know really what our instincts are or our natural tendencies and really befriending them and getting back into alignment with that.
And like working with the God-given qualities, because it's so, I really, if people understood how, like, how important it is for each and every one of us, like, we're important, like, we're, like, but everybody else is important, so don't get a big head. But we all have our own special talents to bring to anything. So anything that we do is special because no one else is us that can do it exactly like we do it. And, you know, it may be that special way you say it, or it may be that special way that you write it, and it reaches even one person, and then that one person does something absolutely amazing. And then, you know, then your work on earth is done and you can just have a nice...
Yeah, go with the flow.
We have to take a short break here. This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're live on Facebook, and you can call in 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back after this short break.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on The Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year We got it. Show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and we're live on Facebook. So it's good, so good to connect with my dynamic duo from the Replenishing Life Project. We have Morgan B. and Lucy Ann Shard. And I was just talking about how, I've been busy. Like, I think I'm on Project 27 in my yard. And my daughter had that freak accident, just had surgery. So I've been focusing a lot on studying and all of that sort of thing. And I put together, I've taken Float Your Boat off my website because it's going to become part of my online program. But I have a new program up. It's every Thursday, 8:30 till 9, and it's Get Your Shift Together. And there's up to 7 people. It's $39.99. You can hop on and you can send me an issue and I'll work on it, because I'm finding a lot of people are having things happen to them very fast right now. And it might be like, can you just test this, Colette? I'm really excited. One of my clients just sold a house, the contractor, and then another client just sold her house, was freaking out. We had a consultation yesterday. Freaking out because, oh my God, I sold my house in 6 days for more money than asked for. And oh my God, now we got to find a house too. I just got an email this morning too. We got the house.
Wow.
So in 1 week almost, this client turned around, put up their house, sold it in 6 days and bought the house. And it's beautiful. It's what they were looking for. I told them, get your little girl, she's a little sweetheart, to draw a picture of the house she wants. So this is the kind of energy, when we're talking, like there can be ups and downs here, but we want to know, Lucy Ann, you were going to talk a little bit about North Node and South Node.
Yes.
And about how we can apply this information so that we can move forward in a powerful way at this time.
Yeah, absolutely. So, astrology is one of the other tools that we love to use in the Replenishing Life Project. And Morgan and I, we talk about astrology a lot. So this is one of our real passions. And, the thing about the North Node and the South Node, in your chart, in your natal astrology chart, the North Node looks, the symbol looks a little bit like a pair of headphones. And the South Node symbol will look like an upside down horseshoe. Okay, so if you want to have a look in your chart and follow along.
Sorry, what did the first one look like?
So the North Node looks a bit like a pair of headphones.
Okay.
Yeah. Like your headphones, Colette.
Yeah.
So when we're talking about the North and the South Node, we're getting a sense of the soul's journey, okay, in astrology. The North Node is called a destiny point. It is the guiding light in your chart. And it shows us where our soul feels a little bit uncomfortable, but it's venturing towards this destiny point. And the South Node, which is always the direct opposite of the North Node, shows our comfort zone. Okay. So it's sometimes we feel the pull to go towards the South Node, to go back towards the South Node, because it feels familiar. It's the area of life that will call you back into old habits, old patterns. So there's a lot of gold in your South Node in understanding that area of familiarity and comfort. And so the South Node and the North Node are pieces of the same puzzle. And the goal is to really find a sense of harmony between the two in this lifetime.
Wow, that's beautiful. So How can people find out what their north node and their south node are, just for those that are not?
Well, I mean, we would suggest you go to a site such as astro.com. You need your birth information, and for a really accurate reading, you'd need your birth time. So ensure that you have your birth time. So you put your birthday and your birth time and your location of where you were born to cast your natal astrology chart. You will get a beautiful chart that you can look at, and then look onto your on your chart, you will find those two symbols that we mentioned. So the north node looks like a pair of headphones, and the south node looks like an upside down horseshoe.
So are those two opposite each other on that pie chart?
They're always opposite in terms of sign and house. They are always on an opposite axis. So for example, I have a north node in Leo. My south node is in Aquarius. And, you know, there's a whole lot of archetypal juicy, juicy information that we, you know, that you can go into about the soul's trajectory and how you can start to bring more energy of your north node into your life.
Well, because it's very interesting sometimes when babies, like when women are pregnant and mm-hmm. the baby's due and there's maybe issues or whatever and the baby's not coming yet, it'll often come up astrological.
Yes.
And so why is that? Why is it so important that the time and the day and where we were, the location, how does that affect our whole life?
Well, I think, you know, from an astrological point of view, and actually, you know, also from human design, because human design, you get your chart from the same information. It's the way I like to describe it is it's really it's a blueprint for your potential in this life. And, you know, the other thing that I think is important to say here is that with any reading, with any chart like this, it gives you a sample of the menu, but it doesn't tell you what the meal is going to be like. So, you know, that's a really important thing to say, is really up to you as to how you apply your consciousness and your experience to the blueprint that you're given.
Yeah, I love that, because, you know, that's how I've always seen it. I see the potential in people.
Yes.
And I see so much potential, because people really actually don't use that much of their potential. Most people, 4-5%. And unfortunately, a lot of the time they're going off their subconscious mind. So they get triggered into these old reactions like you're talking about. So the south node isn't evil.
No, not at all.
I'm just teasing. Sometimes when you're repeating the south node, you're like, get me some northern gear. I'm going downhill skiing.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about the south,
paddling this week. I want to go. So explain to us then, is that on an astrological chart, is that the magnetic north or is that true north?
Oh, good question. So I would work with true north.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And just on,
you can look that up also, right? Like off degree, because your compass will show you magnetic north.
That's
but you can look up how many degrees either way.
That's right.
Know, yeah. You That's are right. Your true north is where you live. Yeah.
That's it. And just to your point of what you were saying about the south node, Colette, you know, the thing is, one of the ways to recognize if you are in your south node vibe is if you're feeling really uncomfortably comfortable, right? So if you're feeling a little stagnant, that's often when we're kind of lounging in that south node vibration. And so, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing bad with that because it's familiar. But
it's when you start buying M&Ms.
Quite possibly.
Oh my goodness. You know, like you go for comfort food.
That's it.
You go for like those old comforts. Like I call it like, that best friend of yours that actually was cheating with your husband.
Wow. Yeah.
But they're familiar, so you're kind of like, well, at least I know what they're going to do. So a lot of people I will see hold on really, really tight to what they had, even though they don't even really like it that much. And don't you think this is kind of like we're being like forced to face our shift.
That's it. I love how you said that. Well, the thing with the South Node also, you know, when you look at it from an evolutionary astrology point of view, is the South Node is what we bring with us into this lifetime. So there often are relationships, patterns in relationships that we will revisit again and again as we go through the spiral of making that pattern more conscious so that we can transform it.
See, a lot
and transmute
of people-
it.
I'm getting, this is so beautiful. Is it possible just to skip this break, Zach?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's what we're going to do, because I think that this is really, really fundamental for a lot of people, is that nothing is linear in energy, or it's spiral.
Like, yes.
And so, you know, for someone like, because Morgan, you were going to talk a little bit about what are the benefits of using this information, and how can you be more like, and I'm getting for you, it's kind of like what you're saying is that when you start to understand how you operate and how you're at your highest potential, then you don't waste your time like you used to. Mm. But you're more able to be than do. So Morgan, you were saying you were going to talk a little bit about that. Can, you know, we hear a little bit about that from you?
Sure. Yeah. So just going back to human design, if anybody wants to look up their chart, their human design chart, there's a beautiful site called geneticmatrix.com, and you can go in and get a free chart there and start exploring. Yeah. So, I mean, so with human design, for example, there are different, they call them, it's called strategy, and there is a strategy to the way the different types operate, and that has been so for example, that has been very eye-opening for me. So knowing that my type is a generator, it's called a generator, and my strategy is to wait and respond. So as a generator, I'm always responding to life. And you could say, you know, every being is sort of responding to life, but that is where a generator, that's where my clues are. That's where my, you know, the opportunities and the gold lie, in that responding to life. And it's also, you know, your body and your energy responding to life. So
my generator card.
Yeah,
that's beautiful. One. And I'm working on the Oracle at this time, and she's the Empress.
Oh, I love the Empress. And,
I feel that you do hold this energy beautifully. Like what you're describing is that energy, because when you learn that it's not wise for you to get all it, because you're easily excited, because you're a happy, buoyant person. So you see, like, you know, you'll be like, oh, that sounds good. That sounds great. You know, oh my goodness, that would be so much fun. Yeah. But then somebody has to organize it and stuff. And then you're good at that. And then before you know it, you're the organizer and you're not the, you know.
For everything. Yes.
Yes. Exactly. It's like that's when your type A personality kicks in.
Yeah. And so, as to what you were saying, now knowing what I know about my strategy and authority, which I mentioned earlier, it's allowed me to conserve my energy a lot more, and just and to focus it in a way that is most powerful and most grounding and centering for myself. So. Yeah. And going back to, I can mention the other authorities that there are in case anybody else is interested. And also Lucy and I have, we did a YouTube video on this the other week where we go more in depth about the strategy and authority of human design. So if anyone wants to check out our YouTube channel.
Yeah. Because like you were saying, what is your YouTube channel?
Replenishing Life Project. So that's our YouTube channel. Yeah. So, so we have the other authorities. So I mentioned emotional. Lucy and I are emotional authority. We also have sacral authority. So that's about the gut response, tuning into the gut and the gut response. So this is just brief, just go over these briefly. There's the splenic authority, and that's coming from the center of intuition and instinct. So that it's a lot more subtle. It's in the moment, but it's a lot more subtle. And then there is the ego authority. So it's more about trusting what you say or do spontaneously in the moment. And then we have the identity authority or self-projected, and that's all about letting the heart decide. So, and then we have the outer authorities, like there's what's called a mental projector, and there's a reflector as well. So these are people that, you know, really benefit from having that sounding board and hearing things, not censoring their words, but allowing their truth to come out in their words. And reflectors, very special and unique, because there's only 1% of the world, the population is our reflectors. And that's, they connect to
the population are reflectors, and yes, the rest of them are all projectors. That means a lot.
Well, no, the projector is, well, projector is a different type, but how they both have an, it's called an outer authority. So reflectors, they live by the moon cycle, the lunar cycle. So it's this beautiful 28-day cycle that they have. Yeah, I mean, it's so fascinating. There's so many layers to human design and so many nuggets of wisdom that you can learn about yourself.
That's what's so beautiful, because when you talk about this, it's what I talk about in energy work, only I use different words to describe a similar thing. And I love that. I love how we're all able to communicate in all these different ways. You know, like I always was wondering, like, why is it that I have a tendency to attract colleagues and that like engineers, you know, like flies to shift. And I'm an artist. Like, I must drive them nuts because I don't think like that, but I do think like that. That's what's so interesting. I actually apply a very logical process to my paintings, which is something that I'm starting to notice as I come to the end of 64 of them. You know, the series, and this is important. We are being given the opportunity to revisit who we are. So let's have some fun with it. You know, people are so worried that they're going to find out, oh my God, I'm going to find out horrible things about myself. You know, and they're afraid to look at it and say, like, is it possible for things to change? And so I just love what the work that you guys are doing. It's so beautiful. I'm just going to check in with Zach and just, how much time do we have left?
About 7 minutes.
Okay. So what would you like to, like, what do you feel strong to speaking of?
Well, the one thing I just wanted to speak to that in terms of, you know, people feeling afraid or uncertain about checking in, you know, with their charts, for example, with these three modalities that we talk about, human design, astrology, and the gene keys. We haven't talked about the gene keys today, but it is one of our favorite modalities. Is certainly our, you know, our approach and the way that we work with these modalities is about empowerment, and it is about having the knowledge, having the insight so that you can make decisions that are correct for you. So, you know, we don't like to use the approach that the celestial weather directs how you are in life. Yeah, well, it's actually the other way around.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's very much our approach.
Very, very interesting, because I've seen this happen at seminars where people inside the seminar, like if you're working with someone who's really challenged and upset, it'll rain outside. And then when that person shifts their emotions, then the sun will come out and you start to notice that you take a bunch of, like, when I didn't know back then, but I was kind of like the den mom. I was home with my kids and I had a really large yard, and if it was raining, it would suck because I'd have all these kids and I'd be like, I'd get them to all go outside and sing, you know, Mr. Sun, Sun, Mr. Golden Sun, please shine down. And they'd be singing, and sure enough, within 5 minutes, there'd be a break in the clouds, and they'd be so excited because they knew how powerful they really were.
Amazing.
You know, Yeah, like, so we have a tendency to be able to be way more powerful. I love this idea of recognizing, it's kind of like if you use a hammer when you need a screwdriver, that's the best way I can, yeah. It's just not going to work. So what would you say has been the biggest transformation for you with this knowledge? And why do you feel so passionate about sharing it in this way? I'll ask both of you that, because then we'll probably be close to the end.
I mean, for me, it's about, first of all, it's about understanding that there is a synthesis that's happening. And we are living through the synthesis of these modalities that have all actually been talked about separately. But what we're starting to do is we're starting to use them in a new way. So that in itself is very empowering. We're starting to understand and take the knowledge and the insights and be a real co-creator with Source, with the information that we have through the modalities. So that's where the sense of empowerment and embodiment comes for me. And, you know, as a what I would say, a recovering seeker, somebody who was always seeking truth, seeking knowledge, always seeking outside of myself, these modalities, the biggest shift that I have seen in myself is knowing how to turn in within.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Like, to trust that information and to have faith in that.
Faith in yourself.
Exactly.
No matter what happens around you, you have faith in yourself that you would be able to test it for yourself, and you would take that ego and go with that. And so I just wanted to say, on a personal note, I know you went through a lot since we last spoke, and I watched you on Facebook and your travel and your journey. And I just want to say from my heart to your heart, how very, very, is proud the right word? Like I was just like so impressed with the grace that you handled your situation. It just brings
you.
Yeah. So Morgan, for you, how I'm just getting such beautiful, like it's so much love in your family.
Thank you. Thank you, Colette.
Yeah. I mean, so like Lucy and I have been using the moon cycles, like, you know, well, I mean, we've been using all these modalities in our lives and our businesses and relationships, and it's so nice how it feels so much more in the flow to be aware of what's going on. And so be aware and then still move forward. Still take the steps to move forward and or to connect within, and it's just kind of, I feel like it's a little added boost when you know what's going on sort of astrologically, or even when you're aware of, you know, your human design chart or your astrologies or your gene keys and how you process the information. It feels like life just flows a little more, and it's easier to understand others and to connect with others.
Mm-hmm. When, that for you, like what you're talking about, the benefit of this is so huge, because when you're in that space centered within yourself, then you have the patience.
Yeah, really.
You know, and the patience to deal with, we've been asked to deal with a lot.
Exactly. Yeah.
And we're at the end of the show here, and I just want to say thank you so very much. I know I feel a whole lot better. I was feeling a little bit on the tired side with everything that was happening with my daughter. And then the relief floods in, and then you're like, oh, I'm tired. But I'm going out paddling now.
Nice.
Because it's a really beautiful day, and I'm gonna get off this show and go right away before I don't. Thank you so much. And thank you, Dr. Pat, for having us on the show. I was on Dr. Pat's show last week. You can catch that on my website if you missed it. And we'll be back next Wednesday. Nuggets of Wisdom. Bye for now. Thank you so much. Blessings to you all.
Thank you.
Thanks, Colette.
Thank you. Bye.
Lots of love, everyone.
been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.